Hey, Shantae, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It is a pleasure talking to you. And I actually met you years ago when you came and performed at Raleigh at the Walnut Creek Amphitheater. This is when I was working for our sister station, a secular station. And it is good to talk to you after all these years.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to talk to you, too.
Likewise, likewise. Well, let me ask you this. How are things going with the R&B Divas?
Well, we're between seasons, so things are good. Life is back to normal.
Well, good. I can imagine that being pretty hectic. A lot of times, people don't really know what it takes to do that and what is required. And a lot of times, you guys record back to back to back. So it's good that you have a little downtime and a little, you know, R&R time.
Well, no. No, I'm a working mother, so I got to go to work.
I got you. So there is no downtime, ever.
No. I work all year long, just different things. Just if I'm doing the show, I work the weekends only, and right now I'm working, doing just performances. You know,
okay.
That's what my real job is from day to day.
How many children do you have?
Two. One is 17. She'll be 17 next week on the 27th, her birthday, and my son is 10.
Okay. Well, cool. Tell us a little bit about your faith.
Well, I was born and raised in church, and it seems it was Church of God in Christ first, and then it was just a non-denominational church, and then I began to really research as an adult what I really believed, and ended up being apostolic.
Mm-hmm.
So some a few different things, but I would just still say I'm just a Christian and one who believes very, very strongly in the Lord, and, you know, it's been a part of my life. It's who I am. And it doesn't matter what I'm singing, I love Jesus.
Is that where you learned to sing in church?
No. I sang at home in my bedroom, and then my family is very musical, so they never asked me to sing anywhere.
Okay. You know, it's amazing how a lot of recording artists, either their parents or preachers or PKs, or they grew up singing in church. Spiritually, who had the biggest impact on your life?
My parents. They love the Lord. I've seen my parents serve and worship. I've seen them pray in the mornings, and I've watched them live godly lives my entire life. And no one can influence you like your parents. And they didn't make me go to church. I loved going to church. I still do. And, you know, I'm on the praise team now when I'm home. And it's just a part of my life. The Lord is who I know God is. So it's been a good life.
The faith-based community really seems to be pretty tough on R&B singers, you know, that sing gospel music. What has been your experience with this?
I'm not trying to sell anybody on anything. In music, you promote your song. And in gospel, you should promote your life. And I'm not perfect, and nobody in gospel is perfect either. And it's okay, because that's what the song is about. It's about I make mistakes. It's about my priorities sometimes are out of whack. But most of all, when I really get my mind straight, I know, Jesus, I want you more than anyone, more than anything. I want to love, you know, man to man, woman to woman. I want to have that earthly love. But I don't want more than I want Jesus. And I'm not trying to make someone believe that I'm a Christian. I hope they are ministered to by the song. And that's what it's about. I hope they hear themselves. And if it doesn't catch the gospel community, then it's supposed to catch those who are not in the gospel community. It really is for those who sometimes get their priorities miscued and they're lost in the world. Because I know that's where my ministry is. I'm probably not the most churchy, gospel-looking, sounding girl. And that's okay, because God knows who I am.
Shantae, in today's society, you know, people can find out so much information about us through Facebook, Twitter, all kinds of social media sites. Of course, you from the R&B Divas, your music videos, and so on and so forth. What is it about Shantae Moore that our listeners would have no clue? What wouldn't they know about you?
Oh, they wouldn't know a lot.
Well, just one thing in particular that, you know, is, I don't know, just different.
That I play the tambourine very well. How about that?
All right, okay. Do you skydive? Do you ski? Do you snorkel? Do you do deep sea diving?
No, I'm claustrophobic. I don't like deep sea diving. I do love the beach. I do love to water ski and snow ski, but I'm a water child. I love water. I'm actually more comfortable on the beach than inside of the water. I don't want to get deep inside there. I'm that new unique. I love the roller skate. I like that.
Okay. Well, those are some things that the listeners probably would not think of you, you know, that you may do. So that's some cool insight. Your new album, More Is More, it came out in July. How's that been going?
It went really well. Still out. Jesus, I Want You is the gospel single. The other one is Talking in My Sleep. It's an R&B single. And I really don't think gospel secular, but I know the world does. So that's okay. But nonetheless, it's out. It's doing well. It was number one the week or two that it came out, the first week or two it came out for, what's it called, iTunes R&B section. So that's pretty cool. Never happened before. So I'm just happy living life, raising my children, and trying to go to heaven at the end of all this.
That's
you know?
Right. When it's all said and done.
Honey, when it's all said and done, all that matters.
Well, what was the inspiration by the song Jesus, I Want You, which is a very pretty song?
Thank you. It's a very powerful song to me. My sister wrote the song, and when she wrote it, it spoke to my heart. It spoke to the way I've lived my life, because there are many times that I've not put Jesus first, that I've not had him first. He's been second or third in my list of priorities. And when I heard this song, it was the sentiment of my heart. I'm like, oh, my Lord, I got to sing this song to you, because this is what I want. More than anything, I want the world to know that this is how I really feel. And so when I heard the song, my sister was playing it for me on her guitar and singing it to me in my house. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, God, I got to have this. Got to have it. And so I recorded the song and put it on my new album.
It's a great, great song. Really great. Great touching. And as you mentioned, powerful. Ashanti, how long have you been doing music professionally now?
Well, since 1992. My first single came out in 1992.
So 21 years. There are a lot of people who dream of being on the big stage, the bright lights, the music video, being on the airwaves. And I try to tell people all the time starting out that it's a journey. It doesn't always happen overnight. What advice would you give someone who, you know, has aspirations of doing what you did?
Well, I would say, first of all, know that this is what you want to do for a living, because it requires a lot. I think that knowing who you are musically is really important and valuable as well, because when you don't know who you are, they'll tell you who you are. Oh, you sound like a so-and-so, and so they'll try to make you into the new so-and-so, as if there needs to be a new one. So I would say, first of all, know who you are. Get good management. Certainly, when the door opens, be prepared for it. Don't just say, oh, you know what? This is going to be my life, and I'm going to step up to this plate, and all of a sudden, these doors are going to fly open. You must be prepared for what happens. So I would say, be very prepared. Yeah, I don't know. Get good management. Get people who believe in you and not just who want to make money off of you.
Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And that happens so often. A lot of times people just don't realize how difficult it is and what it takes. I really appreciate you sharing that, because I ask artists to share, you know, their experience with that with others, because a lot of times people just don't know what it takes, and it could be frustrating. But, you know, any advice that we can give them to help them navigate through the roadblocks, the hurdles, the obstacles, the closed doors will just help them in the long run. All right. I know you want everybody to go out and get your album, check out your new song. So in closing, what would you like to share with our audience, and then tell us how we can get up with you?
Well, this album is about my life. If you want to know what's happened to me in the last 5 years, you should pick up the album, More Is More. You can contact me and actually tweet back and forth with me on Twitter. My name is at IAMAIAMCHANTEMOORE on Twitter. That's it. And I am Shantae Moore on what is the other one
Facebook?
Called? No, not Facebook.
Instagram.
And then on Facebook, it's just Shantae Moore. IamShantaeMoore.com is my website. So that's how you contact me.
Thank you again for spending some time with us. We hope and pray that the Lord will bless you in everything that you touch. Much success with your music career, your television career, being a mommy, and everything. So thank you again.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it, Eric.